And now we're going to look at 1 Timothy 6 and 12. 1 Timothy 6 and 12. I just want to read that first part. It says, fight the good fight of faith. I said earlier that God always calls us to triumph. He always calls us to win. So we already know the end result is victory. We already know that we win. That's why we praise our way to victory, because we already know we won. But we still got to do our part and fight. We got to do our part and fight. And one of the most valuable weapons that you got in this fight is your praise. When you praise God in spite of what you see, when you confuse the devil, the Marvin Sapp song say that praise confused the enemy. When you praise God with tears rolling down your eyes, you confuse the devil. When you praise God, even though you got a bad doctor report, you confuse the devil, because he don't know what to do. You stripped him of every power he thought he had over you. He thought he was finna put something else on you, but you praising God anyway. He don't know what to do. He don't know what to do. You render the devil powerless when you praise him anyway. You gotta keep praise in your mouth. You gotta keep praise in your lips. And for those of y'all who go to CFC, y'all know my Aunt May over there. They're right there. They're right there. Sometimes you gotta hit an Aunt May praise in the devil's face. Sometimes that's what you gotta do. That's what you gotta do. The devil think he winning over you. He thinks he's winning over you, but if you hit that Aunt May praise, if you hit that Aunt May praise, he don't know what to do. And I've learned that a simple thank you, Jesus, send the devil running. It's send the devil running. When one of the Heights brothers was here, I don't know which one it was, but he was here. He was preaching, and he said that when you say the name of Jesus, Jesus shows up. Jesus shows up. So a simple thank you, Jesus, caused Jesus to come on the scene, and the devil can't stick around when Jesus on the scene. So a simple thank you, Jesus, send the devil running. That's why we got to praise him anyway. Praise is our weapon. Praise is the baddest weapon we got in our arsenal. So we got to take it out and use it. We got to praise God anyway and fight the good fight. And I want to read this scripture just for good measures. I don't know if I gave it to Nala, but Psalms 34:1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. God, I know my car keep cutting off at the light, embarrassing me, but I'm going to praise you anyway. Your praise going to continually be in my mouth. God, I know I try my hardest on the test, and I only got a C, but I'm going to praise you anyway. God, I know the doctor said that it looked like it's getting worse, but I'm going to praise you anyway. Your praise will continually be in my mouth. See, we can't be moved by what come at us, what come towards us. We got to praise God anyway. We got to bless him at all times, regardless if we feel like it or not, because he deserve it. Regardless if he give it to you, if he bless you, if he heal you, regardless if he do any of that, he deserve it. But he's such a good God that he going to give it to you. It is a guarantee that you win. It is a guarantee that you are healed. It is a guarantee that he supplies all your needs. So we might as well praise him anyway. Don't let worry and doubt turn into stress and anxiety, turn into depression and heartbreak. No, we're going to praise God anyway. We're going to let the joy of the Lord be our strength, and we're going to praise God anyway. And when the Lord told me that's what I was supposed to talk about, I'm like, God, this is Youth Sunday. I'm supposed to talk to the youth. And this ain't really what I thought I was supposed to say. And he was like, but if my children understand this now, if the youth understand this now, it'll save them years worth of stressing out, being stressed out. It'll save them years worth of being anxious and dealing with depression and all this stuff, because they'll know that I've already done it for them. They'll know that I already made a way. So to everybody in here, God said, I got you. I got you. So praise me anyway. I got you. I got you. So praise your way to victory. Don't let doubt and worry fester in your mind. Control how you move and how you act. But let praise be your motivating factor. Let God making sure that you've already won be your motivating factor. God, I'm going to let praise continually be in my mouth. So we got to praise our way to victory and praise God anyway. I'm done.